Sleep experts have said, have named the worst sleep position you can find yourself in, and I cannot believe it. It's my position.
Oh. Which
Murphy,
one is that?
Murphy, on your stomach. It's called the car crash position.
What?
On your stomach.
Really?
Head turned to the side and leg bent up. Leg bent. That is...
Wait, say that one more time so I can picture that.
Lay on your stomach.
Okay, on stomach.
Head turned.
Into the side.
Leg
okay.
bent up. Now,
okay.
I don't start that way. I begin on my back. La. But I end up that way. And my arm falls asleep, and it's crazy town. And I look over at you, and you're sleeping on your back like Darth Vader, or
well,
on your side.
Yeah,
sometimes.
On my side. I rarely sleep on my back.
Well, you start on your back, but I've never seen you sleep on your stomach. Never. Never.
Yeah, I can't. What's weird is when I take a nap, I can sleep on my back. At night, though, I don't ever sleep on my
yeah,
back.
Yeah, you're
I can't. I'm not comfortable that
I can
way.
Do that on the sofa, but not in the bed.
Right.
Right.
I'll lay on my back, and it's like I got a left or right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, that position, many people end up in it. They call it the car crash. It's bad for everything. Circulation, sleep, everything. It's bad.
That's a horrible name for a sleep position, by
no,
the way.
No, I know. You want to know the best one? Hugging up. They say it's a good thing. Hugging a pillow and keeping one pillow between your legs gives you the best sleep. Hugging
on
a pillow.
On your side?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You love to hug a pillow.
Yeah, I do. Well, I mean, I understand that one. That helps with circulation and all of that. In fact, if it's not a pillow, but 9 times out of 10, one leg will wind up outside of the covers.
Yeah, I love that.
With the covers in between.
That's
you know what I mean?
That's what I do. I don't have the pillow in my legs. I put the covers in between my legs.
Yeah.
Feels nice.
Yeah. I just don't like them sticking together.
Right. And if you put... I put lotion on, moisturizer on my face and neck every night, and then lotion on my heels and legs. And so I kind of like the sheet feel so they don't stick. But you know what the leg outside of the cover is about? It's about cooling yourself off.
Oh, yeah.
It's about body temperature, which is very important for sleep as well.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has your Hollywood Outsider at 6:20, and next, Sam is the food dude.
Let you know which fast food restaurant's going to use the AI chatbot for the drive-thru.
Sam's always up on the new eats. He's the food dude.
Brought to you by KFC.
Wendy's looks like they're going to be the first to try out AI on the drive-thru on us, an AI chatbot.
Oh.
They're trying this at one of their company-owned stores in Columbus.
Uh-huh.
And they say the problem has been getting it to understand slang that you might use.
Oh, no. So
well,
the humans are the problem.
Apparently, yeah.
The English language is challenging.
Like they said, if somebody comes up to Wendy's and you want a Frosty, but you know, you're used to calling a milkshake.
No, it's got a Frosty.
I know what it is,
okay.
But you can't tell everybody what to call. If somebody calls it a milkshake because that's what they are used to, then this thing has to understand that's what they mean.
Okay.
So they've not fixed this before they're rolling it out? They're just going to take
that they have fixed this. This is what they're saying. That's why it took them so long.
That makes sense.
Apparently at Wendy's, if you order a JBC, that must be like a thing. That's the junior bacon cheeseburger.
Oh,
so
cool.
They got to be ready at the drive-thru. If somebody drives up and says, yeah, I want a JBC.
Well, maybe you can't use slang in the drive-thru in an AI world.
That ain't gonna work for customer service.
You guys are both drive-thru people. What do you think? Do you want AI in the drive-thru or
not? I'd like to try it to see if
there's anything wrong with that.
If it's easier to understand.
The only thing that it has been, you know, close to it is the pre-recorded message that, you know, before the real person comes on and says, welcome to Wendy's. Be sure to try today's chili. And then it's, welcome to Wendy's. Can I take your order? You know, it's a different voice, but yeah.
Okay.
Or it's really like professionally done. Thank you for driving up. Try one of our new combos.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, what do you want?
Yeah.
What do you want?
What? I want to talk to that other person.
Okay.
All right. Anyway, that's one restaurant. They're going to try it. And if it works, we'll see.
Okay.
Burger King is rolling out a Spider-Man Spider-Verse Whopper because they have the new movie coming out, the animated Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse.
Right.
A Whopper with a red bun and black sesame seeds.
Okay.
Huh?
I was about to say, huh?
That's cool.
That'll be cool.
What kid wouldn't want a bite of that? What,
kid?
Grown
up. I'll bring you one, Murphy. They're also going to have a Spider-Man ice cream as well. The Spider-Man sundae.
Cute.
Vanilla soft serve with black and red chocolate popping candies on it.
Awesome. Thanks, food dude.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has your Hollywood Outsider.
Yeah, an 80s classic movie finally gets its sequel.
Trending now, Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Powered by State Farm.
If you loved the movie Beetlejuice from 1988, and who didn't?
Yeah.
Oh, man, got a treat for you.
Ah, well, I attended Juilliard. I'm a graduate of the Harvard Business School. I travel quite extensively. I lived through the Black Plague, and I had a pretty good time during that. I've seen The Exorcist about 167 times.
Is this Michael Keaton's best? Maybe so. And that's saying a lot. We've got a lot of Keaton, you know, recently with this new Batman that he's doing.
Yeah.
Well, Warner Brothers announced finally, after a false start in 2015 and 2016 of hearing that this movie was coming, it actually has been announced. Warner Brothers says that it is coming in September of 2024, a full 100% sequel, Beetlejuice 2, starring Michael Keaton.
Wow.
And Winona Ryder.
Oh, good.
She's coming back as her Lydia character. And Jenna Ortega will be joining the cast as Lydia's daughter.
Awesome.
I mean, just keep the hits, just keep on coming.
What about Alec Baldwin and...
No, Alec Baldwin's hit a bump in Hollywood. It doesn't mean...
No word
on Alec yet. Yeah. Or Gina Davis, she was in it as well.
Oh, that's right.
No word on those guys yet, but I'm just saying, get your kids familiar with this movie if they're not. Mm-hmm. It's so much fun. Stay for the credits. 1988's Beetlejuice finally getting a sequel.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Gonna hear from you. More great things that you should always buy secondhand.
We have loved sharing with you this week that one of the best things to buy secondhand is clothing. Okay, designer clothing especially, because there's so much of it. It's everywhere, and it's yours for the taking. If it's gently used, why not? Right?
Yeah. Well, that was at the top of your list. Number three was cars.
Mm-hmm.
Were cars. Number two
accessories.
On the list, accessories. Yeah. Which you do that one all the time.
Oh, handbags.
Yeah.
Designer handbags and jewelry. That's what accessories. You guys have some accessories.
The online world has just really, for years now, changed the game on that.
It really has.
It makes it a lot of fun to actually shop for secondhand stuff.
You've jumped in, though, on this on our Facebook and Instagram pages, and I wanted to share some. Ginger says, my mom and I... made my dress for my wedding, but I couldn't find any lace that I loved enough that did not cost an arm and a leg. Insert joke there. Arm, leg, dress. Okay.
I understand.
Anyway, went to an antique thrift store that was closing and found a wedding gown from the 1960s accented with beautiful lace.
Mm.
I bought it for $15. And
took all that lace off and put it on her dress.
She took the lace off, and it was enough for her to make the parts of her dress with that. Isn't that cool?
That's very
Ginger.
Cool. Yeah.
Oh, what a cool story. I can see that dress in my mind. John says, I've been listening to you guys talk about what you buy used. I have one that probably isn't very common. Photography has been a hobby of mine for years, and it can be very expensive.
Yes.
In the past 5 years, I've put together a very nice set of lenses and a good quality camera. I got it all used for less than half of what it would have been new.
Mm-hmm. That's very, very smart.
He says, even used, it was expensive. I've had to put my gear together one piece at a time. That's somebody living on a budget. Mm-hmm. But I would not even consider buying it new, ever.
Yeah.
So, John.
Yeah, that's the way that I am with a lot of electronic equipment. You know, a lot of the kinds of things that we use to, you know, do this show every day and that sort of thing, you know.
Traded.
That stuff.
No.
No, it's just, it is, you know, to find something that you want that's super nice, but you can't afford the new price tag on it. It's really exciting to find it used and in good shape.
It's a rush. I think of my grandmother every time it happens when I get a good, some you know, deal, because it's like, she must be just doing cartwheels for me in heaven. Thank you, John and Ginger. We love hearing from you.
Three things you need to know today.
Number one, the American Psychological Association, the APA, saying, getting together and saying that teens should be trained before going on social media. Kind of like what you have to learn and do before getting a driver's license to remain healthy, mentally healthy, before getting into that world.
Huh.
Something to think about.
Yeah.
Get them ready for the content they will see.
Interesting.
Things that are like about disorders, discrimination, cyberbullying, and too much stuff being focused on beauty is not good for teenagers' mental health.
And just Twitter in general.
Number two, there's a new high-tech face mask coming to virtual reality, and they're testing it out with gamers first, but they're hoping and they're saying that it's going to have medical and educational purposes in the 3D virtual world. So put the headset on. You can also smell things like cake, lavender, fruit. And the use of smells, they're hoping, will first help patients suffering from amnesia, but it will also enhance the gaming experience. Understand? Yeah. It's all coming.
It can actually do some good, but man, it's going to be fun, too.
And number three, Star Wars had its day, but who knew? Today is National Twilight Zone Day, saluting the show that premiered in 1959, only lasted five seasons, but somehow it's really stuck around. In 2019, Jordan Peele brought it back for two seasons.
Three things for you to know today. Or is it?
Sam's got music news.
Powered by Progressive Insurance.
Tonight is the ACM Awards, the 58th ACM Awards. You can catch them on Prime, Amazon Prime Live. That's where they are going to be showing. Garth Brooks is the host.
Not just Garth.
Well, we're going to get the other host in just a second. Uh-huh. But for Dolly being the other host. But I also have to tell you about a special guest that's going to be performing tonight. This guy is not country in any stretch of the imagination. Ed Sheeran.
Just dancing with my eyes closed.
Wow.
Yeah. Jody, yesterday, I think it was, you were saying his publicist is like on the ball because he's everywhere.
Okay. He is everywhere.
Yeah. I don't know if he's going to perform with somebody or, you know, what song he's going to perform. It, obviously, it's going to come from Subtract.
Good for Ed.
Wow, that's huge.
But now, speaking of Miss Dolly Parton, she is the co-host along with Garth tonight on the award show.
I can't wait to see them together and playing off of each other.
She's dropped a lot on the Rock album. She's going to perform the first song from that album tonight. And it's called World on Fire. It's one of the ones she did on the album by herself, not one of the duets of the album. The song's going to have 30. The album's going to have 30 songs on it.
Whoa.
21 of those are going to be cover songs.
Yes.
One of the new songs is called Rockstar. She's doing it with Mr. Richie Sambora. Every Breath You Take with Sting. Magic Man with Ann Wilson.
What?
Open Arms. Of course, you know who that's going to be with. Steve Perry. Yeah. She's going to have her goddaughter and do Wrecking Ball.
I came in like a wrecking ball.
This album is a double album.
Baby, I Love Your Way with Peter Frampton. She is also going to do some music with Pat Benatar, Heartbreaker.
Well, Miss Dolly.
Don't Let the Sun Go Down with Elton, Heart of Glass, Debbie Harry. And she's got the big ones here. And then the remaining Beatles will do Let It Be with her.
When I find myself in
Paul McCartney, Ringo Starr, and also on that song is going to be Peter Frampton and Mick Fleetwood. Hello!
Oh my God!
What a superstar! Oh my God, that's huge!
Of course!
She's doing Freebird too with the Van Zants and some of the other folks.
Unreal, Dolly. You run the
Sounds
world.
It's like living out a rock and roll fantasy there.
And she did this album because they put her in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which she disagreed with first.
The album is Rockstar. It's going to be out November 17th.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
7:50, Jody's got three things to know.
Coming up next, Elizabeth coming to you with a great teacher's gift idea. It's Teacher Appreciation Week. 877-310-4MSJ. Here's a job I know I couldn't do. Teacher. And boy, are you important to children, and you give them things that you never know. They leave you, and sometimes it stays with them forever.
I know for me, there are three of my teachers who now unfortunately have passed away, but they did just that.
Yeah.
John Dobbs, Marty Wagner, Fred Aldridge, all people who I can go back to and say, because they took 2 seconds to pull me aside and either ask me to improve on something or compliment me or whatever, it stuck with me.
Oh, you got pulled aside a lot too?
Every now and then, Jody.
Not for the same reasons as you, Jody.
877-310-4MSJ to join us anytime.
What's going on, Elizabeth?
Calling about the teacher's gift.
Yeah.
One thing that I did for my kids' teachers is I always did gift baskets, and I would include candies because teachers love candy, believe it or not. And I would always do like sticky notes, post-it notes, any kind of little supplies that could fit in the basket. But I would get stopped because I would hand deliver them myself. And I would get stopped from other teachers that were not my kids' teachers. And they would be like, oh, my goodness, I'm getting your kid next year because I want a basket.
Oh, right. Ooh. Yeah. So
I felt bad because I thought, you know, these teachers were getting extravagant gifts. And here I come in with this little, you know, put together basket. But I mean, it went over and it was a hit. I mean, every teacher would stop me and, oh, what's inside the basket? What did you, you know?
Yeah.
And it was just, they loved it.
Yeah. Don't ever, it's so personal, and it's like such a good, you become, if you're given a gift basket, you become a kid when you dig into it, kind of like an Easter basket.
Right, yeah. Because you're excited. Let's pull out and see what this is. And yeah. I mean, I would do little picture frames and include, you know, a picture of my child in the picture frame.
Oh,
candles, body wash.
Elizabeth,
I mean, just, you know what
yeah. else you did when you did that? Those rounds around the school, and everybody's like, ooh, we're getting your kid next year. For sure. They knew which one your kid was, and they're like, man, this is the Easter basket kid. This is the gift basket
yeah.
kid.
And I'm just curious, what kind of grades did your kids get that year?
Well, they passed.
Hey!
That's sweet. Yeah, I'm all never, gift baskets never go out. They're always hot. They always work.
Yeah.
Thank you, Elizabeth, for the good reminder.
Thank you.
Appreciate
you, guys.
You.
And like I said, I enjoy your show. Listen to it every day.
Thank you. Be careful.
Coming up next, Jody's Hollywood Outsider. Here's what's trending. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Powered by State Farm.
You know about the writer's strike in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. Here's what it means for you as an entertainment junkie, as a consumer. Some of your favorite shows will not be coming back as soon as you wanted. One of the biggest ones that I think millions are waiting for, Stranger Things. The final season was supposed to begin filming next month in a matter of weeks.
Yeah.
And it's confirmed that it's been shut down for now. They're not going to continue without the writers, even though they know where they're going and they probably have the first few episodes at least down. You can't pay to have all those people show up on a set and not have writers there to help you with rewrites and such. Some other big shows that have halted production that might hurt your heart. ABC's Abbott Elementary. That one.
Yeah.
Over at Showtime, Yellow Jackets, all of this is halted. We also heard the Game of Thrones spinoff, A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms, KNIGHT. That one's been halted. That word came from George R.R. Martin himself.
Is there any chance they could send the current Ted Lasso season back to get rewritten?
I know. I'm hearing that it's not good.
It's just not working.
And it's the wrap-up season.
Yeah, it's just too schmaltzy
this
season.
I'm so sorry. I want to throw this in. Actress Jacqueline Zeman died at the age of 70, and she played Bobby Spencer for 880 episodes of General Hospital. Bobby from General Hospital.
She was there since the hospital opened.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Got some more great affordable teacher gift ideas as we get near the end of school.
Affordable teacher gift ideas. Are you ready for them?
Yes.
I want to say this. Anything that you give or send is appreciated. Just give some thought. Don't send peanuts to school if you're not supposed to. That's my one big flop.
I know.
When the girls were in junior high.
You did not mean to do that. I know you didn't mean to do that.
I sent six bags per kid of snack mix to school on a peanut-free campus. Dork, right here.
Look, it only cost us one repeat year for one of the kids. That's
not
all.
Not true. That's a joke.
I'm sorry. We're going to have to increase your tuition.
Okay, I'm going to throw some I'm going to throw some ideas out, okay? If you can't afford everybody knows that teachers love gift cards.
Yeah.
Okay? But if you can't afford a big gift card for every teacher, that's understood. One thing is, be that parent that gets the whole class together, pool, and give one big gift card from all of you.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't want to do that and you want to do something from your family and your child only, but you got six teachers to cover, do the small gift card. It's okay to give a gift card for one designer coffee.
Oh, yeah.
It is a cool thing.
Oh, yeah.
With a handwritten note, either from you or your child.
Yeah.
Anything is appreciated because they don't necessarily, I don't think teachers expect anything. It's lovely when they get something.
Yeah.
So if you want to do
something
this week.
Card can be used on their terms whenever they want.
Right. In the summer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Summer is coming for them especially. Mm-hmm. Speaking of summer, beach towel.
Oh, yeah.
A nice, just here, enjoy your summer. Here's a brand new, fluffy, cute beach towel, usually colorful and fun. That's a fun gift.
Or a beach bag.
True. You could fill it up, too, but that's, you know, you can do what you want. The other thing is a movie gift card. Then go to the movies in the summer on you and your family.
You mean like a Blockbuster gift card? Whoops! Held on to that too long.
Got some old ones. Anyway, you know, that's a good experience you're giving them that they can use in the summer.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I love that.
Yeah, you decide whether you're going to include the concessions or not.
Right. Right. And then another thing that you may not have thought of in the gift card world, fast food. A fast food gift card.
Oh, yeah.
Pick Chick-fil-A, Taco Bell. It's a fun little fun suggestion. And they will remember you the day of.
A lot of those now, too, you can get at Walmart or any of the other, like Dollar General. They have the whole rack of all the fast food places.
Ah, yes. The rack that calls your name.
That's right.
Up next, Jody's three things to know today. Three things you need to know today.
Number one, the FDA, there's a panel recommending that the government let birth control be available over the counter. So it looks like they're going to take the summer to work on it, think about it, you know, make it
birth control
available.
As in birth control pills.
Pill, yeah. The pill. Just like heartburn medicine, anything else you could
Why hasn't that been done already? It just seems like one of those things.
It does need to be, right? Oh, well. Making it widely accessible. They're saying it far outweighs any health risks. Maybe they need to get their story and all the info together before they present it.
Right.
Because things move slowly like that in Washington.
Really?
Number two, Etsy is offering now wedding registries. It makes sense, right? Etsy registry is what it's called. Mm-hmm. You can go online, couples, and you can select handmade, vintage things, personalized things, and register for them there. Because it's happening a lot on Etsy anyway.
Yeah.
So they've launched that registry. And that's also a way for you to support small business as you get married.
And graduation gifts, too.
And people are giving you gifts. Exactly. And number three, Disney Plus and Hulu are merging into one app. Did you realize this?
Oh.
You won't have to switch between the two anymore. It's happening soon. If you only want one, though, you'll only be charged for one. So they can still act as, it's odd.
Yeah.
If you have no use for both. And Disney swears subscription prices won't increase at this time.
Not like the park admission, right?
Three things to know today.
It's Teacher Appreciation Week, and it's also National Nurses Week. Got a whole lot of celebration going on.
Yes, and more teacher gift ideas on the way from you, from our Facebook and Instagram pages. But, you know, we had said, and we do still want to hear from you, if there's a nurse that saved the day for you or saved your life, we all end up having a story like that with a nurse. And it's so funny how many times a day a nurse will do something for someone and not even know the significance. Or maybe they know, but they're so busy, you know, next, next, next. We all have a story. Murphy told us, you told us yours about the first time you ever gave your first shot as a diabetic when you were diagnosed. Mine was in labor and delivery with Taylor the first time around. Do you remember what story I'm about to tell, Murph?
This is the one where you'd been laboring all day long and then...
Well, yeah. It's the nurse. She said one sentence to me, just a handful of words that changed the whole game. And I don't know her name. Afterward, when I came out of the fog of postpartum, I remember thinking, I need to find this woman and go give her a hug and some love and a gift. And I couldn't find her. So this could be you if you're listening. I don't know if you're a labor and delivery nurse. I had had this, it was the first time I'd ever had a baby. And I had this story in my mind of how I wanted it to go, my birth plan. And nature wasn't working with me.
Yeah.
Okay. I labored all day. Taylor was not dropping. She was really high up. And anyway, without getting too medical, I had to have an emergency C-section after I don't remember how many hours.
It was 16.
16 hours.
Yeah.
As soon as they said C-section, the words emergency C-section, I started to cry, and I was so upset.
Yeah, you've,
I just didn't want that.
Yeah.
And I started to cry, and I was just, I had given, I don't know, whatever. I broke down. She was standing over me, and she grabbed my hand, and she said, remember your goal here, healthy baby, healthy mother. That's all she said. Mm. She said it twice. Healthy baby, healthy mother. And she held my eyes when she said it. And I was like, oh, gulp. You know, grow up. In this moment, it's time to grow up and just put away your plan. So whoever she was, she saved my day.
Yeah.
So National Nurses Week. Little things you do, even one sentence means a lot.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has another Hollywood Outsider, and coming up next, sometimes we miss a call or two from you, so we're going to check the 24-hour voicemail.
We like hearing from you the most, so join us anytime, 877-310-4MSJ. If we miss your call, drop us a message. We check them all.
Never miss a call. Murphy, Sam, and Jody, 24-hour voicemail.
Hi, guys. This is Kelly. First, let me let you know I love listening to you in the morning. I listen to you every day on the way to work. But I am a fourth grade teacher, and I've been listening to your ideas for teacher gift cards, which were all spectacular. I would much rather have that than a knickknack that's going to collect dust. But really, anything is appreciated. But one other gift card that I thought would be an awesome idea that I know that me and all my fellow teachers really enjoy is Amazon gift cards. Yeah. You can get everything on Amazon. You know, you can get stuff for you. You can get stuff for the classroom. You get clothes. You can get pet stuff, whatever. You can get everything. So Amazon gift card is a great one to add to your list. Again, thanks so much for everything you do. Enjoy listening to you in the morning.
Thank you, Kelly. Thank you for leaving us the voicemail. Yeah.
We have some
pretty
more.
Universal.
By the way, if you want the translation for knickknack there, that's mug.
I know. Ceramic apple that sits on the desk.
Yeah.
All right. Also, from our Facebook and Instagram pages rolling in for teacher gift ideas, Charlotte says a basket or a little container with supplies like dry erase markers, pencils, index cards, glue sticks, etc.
Or a gift card to one of those school supply stores.
Yes.
Or Office Depot.
Yes. Yeah.
I'd take
Walmart.
That, and I'm not a teacher.
Even Walmart. Paula says, scented hand sanitizers.
Mm.
Ooh, even the little ones go a long way. You imagine how much you would sanitize if you were a teacher, Murphy? Being around all those
all
little
time.
Hands all day long?
Especially, you know, post-COVID, yeah.
Kimberly says, the best teacher's gift ever was a $5 Starbucks gift card. One student would give me one every once in a while all year. Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
Oh,
hey, see, easy to use.
Like you were talking about, if you got to buy for multiple teachers, I mean, $5 times six teachers, it's still only $30.
That's right.
And everybody gets a coffee.
And you've given everybody a designer, you know, coffee or whatever. Michelle says the best gift, cash is always appropriate.
Hey, works for graduation too.
It does. And Vanessa says the greatest gift is when they leave for the summer.
Oh,
we know that's a joke. Yeah. You wouldn't do it if you didn't love it, teachers. And we love to hear from you. Jump in with us anytime.
Here's what's trending. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Powered by State Farm.
In my excitement earlier, telling you about Beetlejuice 2, I forgot to mention one major thing. But if you missed it, Beetlejuice 2 is coming with Michael Keaton and Winona Ryder.
Well, I attended Juilliard. I'm a graduate of the Harvard Business School. I travel quite extensively. I lived through the Black
Plague. Michael Keaton was so good in that. He'll need to have some caffeine to do that again.
Also, it's going to be great that Jenna Ortega is
the daughter.
Her daughter. Yeah.
Jenna Ortega will play Winona Ryder as well, Lydia's daughter in Beetlejuice 2.
Yeah.
I forgot to mention, I want to throw it in, that Justin Theroux is also a part of it somehow. We don't know how. He's going to star in it as well. And it's being produced by Brad Pitt's production company.
Oh.
And we're supposed to get it in 2024, Beetlejuice 2.
Does he still have
2.
A production company with Jennifer Aniston?
Yes.
So Jennifer Aniston's producing something that her ex is in?
Yes.
Justin Theroux.
Justin Theroux and Jennifer Aniston are happy exes. They're friendly. They're friends still.
And Brad Pitt and Jennifer are also friendly, right?
Ish.
Okay.
Ish.
So much for Beetlejuice. Let's
so
talk about the relationship.
About Beetlejuice 2 for real coming with Winona Ryder, with Michael Keaton mainly. And the word is, it's just going to make the 1988 movie hot again on streaming services.
Yep.
Sam, you were telling us earlier in the food dude that Wendy's is one of the first restaurants, fast food restaurants, to try and use AI technology in the drive-thru
location. They're trying it at one location, an AI chatbot. So when you're ordering, it's going to be talking to a robot.
So the communication is going to be between customers and a chat bot, and then there will be workers putting the food together and whatnot.
For now, yes.
Yeah. To me, I understand. What's so funny, and we've talked about this so much, and it needs to be discussed, the pros and cons of AI taking over jobs, because maybe it would make, I don't know, less mistakes or whatever, but it takes a human's job, and there will be some places, Murphy, there will be some fast food places that will never want to do that because they don't want to take, it is your human, it's your only human contact.
Well, I mean, I would guess, I haven't experienced this one yet, but they're still going to have somebody at the window. Yeah. Who's communicating, handing your food, there's still going to be a confirmation of your order, just like you have right now. So to me, it probably it's more about streamlining and speeding up the process.
Okay, yes.
You know what I mean? It's
good.
It eliminates human error to me more than replacing a human job.
I also think, still, as far as audio goes, it's going to make that much easier to understand because those systems, you know, it's somebody walking around with a headset on while they're fixing your drinks and, hi, can I take your order? And it's...
There could be a bad
mic. How many times have you ordered stuff and it's like, what?
Well, I'm going to say this. It's going to take a long time for it to handle all the specialness. Murphy, you know this. When we roll up and it's all four of us and you're like, wait, don't tell me too much at one time. We've gotten to where we just text Murphy. This is the order so he can read it off.
Yeah.
You can't do, I mean, it's got to be very specific. Well, you know, we no pickle on the sandwich.
Yeah. Well, they've trained it. And this is what they say. They've trained it. It's been taught to upsell customers and also to adapt to patrons who are changing their orders on the fly.
To upsell. Would you like to supersize that?
Well, that's
no.
a real thing. Right, yeah. Right, wait, yeah, that's that a real sense. Thing that humans are taught to do.
Here's
we get
what
done
we're missing.
All the time.
AI, you can put anybody's voice in there. Get Dave Thomas. The founder of Wendy's.
The late Dave Thomas.
Yes.
Wow.
Welcome to Wendy's.
That's a cool idea.